Good morning, guys. How are you going?
Oh, so good. How are you?
I'm good. I just actually jumped in the ocean for a swim, which was freezing, but loved it. So I'm feeling great.
Oh.
I always feel like when we have you on the show, Janine, like I need to use up every second of your time wisely. I feel like you're that busy that if I waste a second of your time, you won't be, not that you won't be happy with us, but you've just got so much on the go. Is that, are you as busy as people think you are, or have you sort of got boost and everything you do to a point where you're right on top of things?
No, look, I don't think I'm as busy as people think. But then again, I actually am addicted to busy. So you kind of make yourself busy. I must admit, I find that I try not to have any appointments done before 11 o'clock so I can go swimming or do yoga or catch up with friends. So I do run my diary very tight, but more allowing for me to have time.
And everyone knows, just don't message Janine pre-11. If you've got any problems, don't go to Janine for that.
No, it won't respond. Not respond before 11.
Well, that's great.
We feel very special then.
Oh, yeah.
It is way before 11.
We are locked in pre 11.
I know. Only for you guys, though.
That's very kind.
Not for you guys, yeah.
Thanks, Janine.
I have to ask, did you go to the Veronica's gig last weekend?
Oh, yes.
Janine?
I didn't know, but I love them. I absolutely think they're the nicest girls.
Because they've been quite vocal about how unhappy they are with their, and I don't know if it's just a publicity thing, and I have said this on the show because they are smart operators, but they've been quite vocal with how they've said that they've been really disappointed in how Celeb Apprentice has portrayed them in the edit.
Look, you know, people, it's a really difficult one because I actually thought they came across beautiful because they are such beautiful girls that I think it shows that the fact that they are fiery, they're smart, they've got great drive and they've got empathy. So I thought that they came across really well. But you have to remember, people see things differently and quite often you can wind yourself up. I know with my husband, sometimes we talk and then we make things bigger than what they are.
100%.
So, you know, but if they weren't happy with it, I mean, you can't change how people see it. But those girls are seriously some of my favourite people. They are divine. So, you know, I'm sorry that they didn't see it as the way I saw it, but you know what, that's okay too. You know, they still are professional. They understand it's reality TV. And, you know, I have all the respect in the world for the Veronicas.
Yeah, awesome.
Yeah, I've been trying to work out where they've got a bad edit too, because I've been watching the show and I thought they came across really well. I mean, the only time I've seen them is when they sort of argue together or at each other. But then if you saw their reality TV show, the whole show was that.
They do that all the time.
So that's just what they do.
No, they don't care. They actually didn't care about that. Look, you've got to remember, they film, my God, 20 hours of footage with multiple cameras every single day.
Wow.
So you're going to have to, and they have to squeeze it into, you know, 65 minutes or 70 minutes. So you're going to have a lot of stuff left on the ground. So it is difficult. But look, personally, I thought they came across great.
Well, that's good to know.
And Janine, are you happy with your edit, being an absolute boss on the show?
Look, I've done a couple of shows, and look, at the end of the day, you know, the editor sits there in the studio and all he's trying to do is tell a story.
Yeah.
And if, you know, I don't really get caught up in how many minutes did I get or what did I say? You know, it is what it is. You know, you look at it and you sort of have to smile at some of your angles or some of the things you say, but my God, it is, you have to see it for what it is, which is actually just entertainment for TV.
Here's something I thought when the show went to air, and I genuinely thought this when I watched it, I thought, why is Janine being an advisor? You should be the boss of Celebrity Apprentice. I think you could
sit. The Lord Sugar.
Yeah, get rid of Lord Sugar, the guy that's flown in from overseas. I want Janine Ellis in the chair doing the firing.
No, thank you. And look, it's an interesting one. I don't know if we're there yet with regard to the perception with the audience. I actually don't know. I think there's some great business people in Australia, and I actually thought Lord Sugar did actually a great job.
Oh, he has done a great job, but I just thought you're the person for the job. Would you feel comfortable firing people? Do you feel like you could sit in that chair if it was to come to that?
Yeah, look, I think at the end of the day, you can do things with dignity. And so just because you are telling someone that they weren't the right person for that challenge, you don't have to be mean. You can actually be constructive. So I do think I would have my Janine slant on it. But no, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I wouldn't have a problem being in that seat. However, you know, Alan has done this job for 15 years and there was a hell of a lot I could learn from him. I mean, he's and the show is incredibly successful in the UK. Mm. And so for you know, for me to be able to sit beside him and actually learn some of his tricks and tips, then, you know, it was a really good session for me. But no, in actual fact, I've been told many times that I'm in the wrong seat, but you know what? I'm happy in the seat I'm in right now.
Could definitely see it coming in the future.
Oh, I reckon I think yes, we're ready to see like a boss lady.
Absolutely.
Running the show.
Absolutely.
We're ready to see there's more female CEOs than ever before. There's more women breaking through the glass ceiling. Janine, I want you to sit in that chair and rep everyone.
Well, let's see how it goes in the future. I say never say never, but right now I'm, you know, super happy to hang out with Lorna and Alan, and as a threesome, I think we do a good job.
Just remember us when it comes up that day. Just go, I remember that
I
chat.
Will.
With
we
Gordy and Maz.
The seat.
We sure did. Of the celebrities, we absolutely will. Of the celebrities that are still there, are there any that you wish you could have fired earlier?
That's a great question.
Oh, yeah.
Come on, Diane. You can give it to us, Janine. You can give us one.
I really, really, really like them all as people.
Of course you do. You're so likeable, Janine.
I think Josh.
Okay. Josh Gibson, the AFL player.
Because Alan does have the final say, which is the right way to be.
Sure.
But I definitely would have fired Josh over David at that one.
Right.
Is this David who you battled it out with on Survivor?
Oh, yeah, my Fremini.
Yeah, you guys have like a love-hate thing going on. So, yeah, this is the David.
No, it's actually love.
Oh, that's
love.
There you go. I've said it. I haven't said on the fence. It's Josh.
Okay.
Well, it's out there now.
Yeah, great. Love that.
Oh, that's cool.
All right. Well, look, Janine, thanks so much for joining us on the show this morning. We're loving the work that you're doing, and we can't wait to see who wins Celebrity Apprentice for 2021.
Yes, it's a ripper. Next week is a ripper. It's a must-see. Thanks for having me, guys.